Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's January 4th, 2013, episode 565, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some hosing around.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, happy Friday. Woohoo, it's Friday. You guys, you made it through like a two-day work week. So congratulations.
I know. Why does it feel like I've been working all week?
Probably because you have, but knowing you. But, yeah, doesn't it just seem like when you have these really short weeks that they're very long? Because you're kind of trained to not be there, and then you're there, and it just seems even longer. It just creeps by. I remember when I had the office job. Oh, my gosh, this is a painful one. You start back. You've got all these, I'm going to work out, and I'm going to eat well, and I'm going to be awesome. And then by Friday, you're like, oh, my God, I can't wait to drink this Friday because I've had the toughest two-day work week ever.
Now, did you, we didn't talk about resolutions at all on this show. Did you make any? I probably gave up on that when I was 35 because nobody ever keeps them. I mean, you all try, and I guess it's the whole idea of being positive and thinking good thoughts for the new year. And then that, you're right, that goes away about the Friday after the new year.
I didn't make a resolution this year. I usually do simply because everybody's doing it and I'm just kind of I'm a sheep when it comes to that kind of stuff. And I try to stick to them. Like I remember last year, I think I said I wanted to be a better listener. I don't think I stuck to that one at all because I just cut you off all the time and talk about myself. So this year I did not make one. I figured I had enough on my plate this year to kind of facing me, the challenges I'm going to face this year, to not worry about facing any extra challenges.
That's true. And, you know, you can't really do the weight thing right now because you're supposed to be gaining weight.
Oh, my gosh. I went to the doctor yesterday. Can I tell you how sad this is? So I go to the doctor for the big boy-girl ultrasound. We'll get to that later. But I got to tell you, if weight was one of my New Year's resolutions, that would be an epic fail. So I, again, brutally honest with you guys, I have put on 8 pounds, and I'm at 18 weeks. So I've put on 8 pounds, and I stepped on the scale yesterday and saw that. It's a number that I have avoided my whole life. Like, that number on the scale that you're like, if I ever get to that, just kill me. And I step on the scale, and I'm at that number, and I'm like, oh, my God. And Chad is standing with me, and he's so supportive. And we had just got done with the ultrasound. The doctor's standing off to the side with the ultrasound doctor. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's that number. It's that number that I hate. I've avoided it forever. And Chad's like, it's just baby weight, honey. And you know what the doctor says to me? He looks over me and goes, you know, the baby only weighs 8 ounces.
He loves doing that to women.
I'm sure he does. I am sure he does. I'm like, you will shut up or I will come over there and I will rip your head off.
That is funny.
Oh, I'm like, 8 ounces, Chad's like, babe, it's all boob. It is all boob. It's okay.
Well, as long as it's going to the right parts, right?
Oh, what a jerk. You know, the baby only weighs 8 pounds. You shut up! You have
and you know he does that to every one of them. Jennifer,
yeah.
What's coming up today?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, what happens in Vegas doesn't always stay in Vegas. As Charles Kane, cop-turned-cowboy, joins us for a behind-the-scenes look at life at the South Point Casino, where each year cowboys, cows, and characters of every description gather for the National Finals Rodeo. And 2013's inaugural Really Bad Ad begins today at either several minutes before or several minutes after the hour, depending upon Glenn and Jamie's attention span. And when all the ticker tape has settled, we will have given away an assortment of Fly Armor products. And on this day in 1896, Utah became the 46th state in the Union, having been thankfully renamed from its original moniker of Deseret.
Okay. My daily winning. Well, my daily winning goes out to your baby because I saw the ultrasound that you posted yesterday on your Facebook page, and it looks like we officially have an answer now, don't we? Although I couldn't tell from that picture, by the way.
No, you can't tell from the picture because you can't see it. But, yes, it is officially 100% a boy.
Woohoo! So now Chad, was he dancing in the halls?
Yeah, he's pretty excited. And I must say that, you know, I've warmed up to it considerably, especially since I painted the nursery blue. So I would have been super mad. Like, you idiot. Baby weighs 8 pounds. You told me wrong, ultrasound doctor jerk. But no, it is officially a boy. And, you know, he's doing all these little measurements and all this stuff. And I mean, he's flipping around. I felt the first kick while he was doing the ultrasound because he's like, pushing on it, you know, and on my stomach, and baby got a little mad and did a karate kick, and first kick I felt, it was really fun, but I'm like, dude, just tell me, what is it? You've been ultrasounding for like 10 minutes, what is it? So he gets this view, and he's like, here it is, and I'm like, what is that? I don't get it, like, I don't know, he's like, okay, imagine that he is pressing up against a window or sitting on the glass table naked, and you are underneath the glass table looking up, and I'm like, oh, there's a button of pee-pee.
Congratulations. Now you officially know. Now you can buy the appropriate things.
Yes, I can. It is official, and now from now on, my baby will only have baseball uniforms to wear until he's 15 years old.
I imagine there's probably going to be some cowboy boots and little cowboy vest coming into the picture.
Oh my gosh, but little babies in little baseball uniforms are so cute. But I'm pretty sure that when his dad is not around, he will be wearing boots and breeches.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. That's great.
Thank
Good for you,
you
too.
Well, my daily winning is a huge congratulations to Sir Mark Todd. Yes, Mark Todd, the inventor from New Zealand who went into retirement after winning more than anybody in the world and then came out of retirement and is like winning more than anybody in the world, was just knighted. He was knighted. How awesome is that? So do we have to start calling him Sir Mark Todd now? He's 56 years old. Part of his career, he won a team bronze at the London Olympics. He earned a bronze at the Atlanta Olympics, took the bronze at Sydney Games, 4 badminton wins, 5 burley wins. It just keeps going, and they keep printing these stories of Mark Todd, Sir Mark Todd, excuse me, being knighted by the New Zealand Order of Merit at the New Year's Honors for his services to equestrian sports. So congratulations to Mark Todd, Sir Mark Todd.
He is hugely popular in that country. He really is popular over there. And he, you know, he's pretty, you know, he's pretty, normally we've done interviews with him many times and he's pretty quiet. You know, you got to get him revved up and then he gets going. But neat guy. And, you know, he's gunning now for 2016 Olympics in Rio. So he's working his way towards that. He'll be, what, 60 then?
Yeah, he'll be 60. Amazing.
Well, good for him. Good job. Well, you know, this Freestyle Friday, we talk about a little bit of everything. Did you, over the holidays, did you get to see any movies?
Oh, yeah, I did see some movies. I think we talked a little bit about it Wednesday, but I never got to tell you what I got to go see. And the first movie that we got to go see, I let Chad pick. I'm like, you pick? Of course, I want to go see This Is 40. he's like, no. We're going to go see some boy movies. So we went to see The Hobbit. And
I'm anxious to hear what you have to say about that because I've heard very mixed reviews on it.
Oh, really? It's one of those movies just like The Lord of the Rings where I didn't realize this, but at one point I'm like, how are they going to wrap this up? Because this movie has already been 2 hours long, and they're not even close to the mountain. And it turns out it's going to be a series of three, much like Lord of the Rings. But it was very, very good. It was that great. I mean, it's one of those. It's a Hobbit movie.
Now you liked the other ones, all right?
I did.
Yeah, I fell asleep. I wasn't a big fan. I just thought they were too long. I thought they could be in an hour and a half. I'd have been happy, not 3 hours. They were just the reports on this one I've heard that were negative said they could have cut about an hour of it out and it would have been fine.
But it's really long. Not going to lie. I peed like 8 times during this movie. I just had to keep getting up. I was like, tell me what happened. I'll be right back. But it is really long. But that's kind of the beauty of it, is he films all of it at the same time. And that's what Chad was explaining to me, is like all these movies are already finished. He films them all, and then he cuts them all and puts them all together. But he's not telling a movie for people like you, ADD Glenn. He's telling an epic story that was written by J.R. Tolkien. I mean, the guy, he created a whole world. So he's not like doing a Harry Potter where every movie is 90 minutes or whatever. It's actually an epic adventure, but they could have made 4 maybe and trimmed a little bit more out of each one of them, but it's very good. And I think I did cry at least once.
Now, were there any actual real horses in this movie?
Oh my gosh. You just to see the horses, the hobbits ride. I was like, Chad's like, you're loving this, aren't you? I'm like, I don't know what those are. They had like, there were real horses, and they look like, I thought maybe Icelandic ponies that the hobbits were all riding, but you realize that they're actually regular-sized people that are kind of shrunk down for the movie. I don't know how they did it, but these horses were so interesting. They were, of course, I'm like, okay, they look like Icelandic ponies, but they're not gated. So they're not gated horses. Then what are they? And they looked like tiny ponies with this hair that was at least a foot long all over their bodies. It was the coolest thing. So even if you just go for the first 30 minutes, Glenn, like walk into it, and maybe 20 minutes, the first 20 minutes, you'll see the horses. And then walk out and go see the movie you went to go see originally.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to figure out what I thought I had heard what kind of horses they were, too, and I don't remember off the top. Maybe somebody can post that on our Facebook page if they know what horses they did use or what ponies.
Yeah, they had some wigs, and Robert Dunn must have made a wig for him or something. I mean, my gosh, this is an interesting look for a horse. It was pretty cool. So because we went to see The Hobbit, I was so excited to go see the movie Les Miserables. Oh, my gosh. I love that movie. And this, even better, is a musical, which I love as well. And so it's Christmas Day. We went the day after Christmas to go see it. And I told Chad, I'm like, I can't wait to go see this movie. And I've been, with all the previews, I've like been brought to tears in the preview. So he knew he had to take me. And we're driving there, and he's like, there is going to be talking in this, right? It's not all music, right?
He's like me. I, I don't do musicals either.
Well, no. And as long as, like, but he loves the story of Jean Valjean. I mean, we've seen the other movies, and the book is amazing. So when you know the story, you're like, oh, well, if there's a little singing in it here or there, you know, they talk and then they break into song, that's fine. He can tolerate that. He's like, I'll just, you know, I'll check my phone when they're singing. Oh, my God, the entire movie, start to finish, I think there's 3 spoken words, and those were yes, no, and yes. It's like an opera. The entire movie singing. Anne Hathaway was so amazing. I was in tears. Like, half the movie, I cried and cried and cried. I had to pee so bad by the end, but I couldn't get up. I mean, it was just incredible. If you like things like that, holy moly, it is a beautiful movie. I don't even like Anne Hathaway. She sold me after this movie. It was a wonderful story. He hated life after that movie.
Did he get up to go to the bathroom 25 times too, play some video games while he was out there?
He did get up a few times to go. He swore it was the Diet Coke we were drinking, you know, but whatever. He even got a refill because they get free refills. And I'm like, we did not need 97 ounces of Diet Coke.
What you don't know is he had a flask and he was pouring booze in it the whole time.
That would have been a smarter way to get him to enjoy the movie. I should have thought about that ahead of time. So, yes, he did not appreciate that. But Payback is a bitch, because then we went home the next day. He made me watch the movie. We rented it on the DirecTV. Ted, the one with the teddy bear.
Never saw that, but I heard that was not great.
Oh, my God. He laughed out loud through like half of it. I thought it was the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life. So I'm like... And I sat through it, Glenn. He's like, you know, we live here. You don't have to sit here. You can get up and you can go do something else. I'm like, nope. You sat through Les Mis. I'm sitting through this one. Paybacks. And oh my God, it's awful. He's like, it's less enjoyable for me watching you watch this movie and hate it so much. It's awful. Don't watch it, girls. Don't watch it. Guys, you'll love it. Girls, you'll hate it.
Well, you know, I just looked up, we have a big movie that we're looking forward to. We went and took a train ride on one of the last wood-fired steam trains in America. And, you know, it reminded us of a movie that's coming out, because trains play a prominent part in the Lone Ranger movie that's coming, out this year.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of movies that are coming out this year. Do you realize 50 of the movies coming out in 2013 are sequels or remakes? It's like they don't have any new good ideas in Hollywood. They just keep, and one of the reasons that they said that they're doing so many sequels and remakes is in the last year, the new movies that came out, the ones that weren't sequels and remakes, did poorly. They did terrible. They lost a ton of money on them. So now they're pulling back and going, oh, we're just going to put the stuff out that we know we can make some money on. I'll give you some examples. Die Hard is coming out again. Another Die Hard. That'll be out in February. Yep, Bruce Willis, an 89-year-old Bruce Willis, is going to be in his presence to the movie. And then one I kind of want to see, I don't know why, it's probably going to be terrible, is Oz the Great and Powerful. New Oz movie coming out. Iron Man 3, Jennifer will be dragging me to that just because of you-know-who.
Yeah.
The Fast and Furious 6. Like, the Fast
oh
and first
God.
Fast and Furious 5 weren't bad enough. Star Trek 2, that's the trilogy, that's the sixth trilogy of Star Trek, who knows. And then Man of Steel, another Superman movie. If you can believe that. How to Train Your Dragon 2. Did you ever see that animated one?
Oh, my God, yes. Okay, my favorite character in any movie ever is Hiccup. I mean, geez. I love that movie. There's going to be a sequel?
Yeah, and you'll be happy because it's June 20th. Your baby will just have been born, so you can take him to the movies.
Oh, good, because you can handle crying babies in kids' movies. They're special. Awesome.
Now, one I'm excited about, we love the Monsters movie, the animated movie about that was put out by Disney. So they are doing a sequel also called Monsters University. What else? The Lone Ranger movie, of course, is one. There's a new Dirty Dancing, believe it or not.
No,
I know. And then now that you're going to have kids, the Smurfs are going to be in your life. So Smurfs 2 is coming out. So you can look
There's
forward to that.
There's a Smurfs 1. There's a Smurfs 1.
Yeah, there was a Smurfs 1. And believe it or not, speaking of another 89-year-old, and like he wasn't ugly enough in the first three, Austin Powers 4 is coming out.
Oh, my God.
I know. The Hangover 3. Now, I loved The Hangover number 1. The Hangover number 2 was like, you know, with that kind of movie, when it first comes out, like when you first see The Hangover, it is just, you know, one of the funniest movies I've ever seen in a movie theater. But then when you get to 2 and then you get to 3, you're kind of just reliving, trying to live up to 1. And it just doesn't work with that kind of movie. You can do it with action movies. Not too sure you can do it with some of these comedies.
No, and it was the second one was just over the top. I mean, the first one was over the top, but it was unsuspected, so it was funny. The second one was just, it was just bad. So what is 3 supposed to be?
I don't know. I don't have the descriptions here. I don't know what the storyline is. But how about Pirates of the Caribbean 5?
What?
Coming. Yeah. I thought they had killed off everybody and we all went under the thing and we all drowned in 4, but maybe
is
not.
Is Johnny Depp in that one? Because the whole Penelope Cruz thing, that was god awful.
Well, yes, he is in that one. Another RoboCop. Yep, another RoboCop. Thor 2, like Thor 1 was a huge hit.
I love Thor. I love that movie. He's so hot. Oh, my God, hottest guy in the movies of last year. Amazing.
Well, it seems like that franchise is doing very well now that Disney bought Marvel Comics, because Captain America 2 will be out this year, too. That's coming out this year. Daredevil, which is a reboot of a hero movie. Godzilla is coming out. So apparently, and you didn't grow up in the years of all the Japanese shows and all the Japanese shows like Ultraman and Godzilla and all of those. So you missed out on that. But that'll be popular with those of us that grew up in those years. Kill Bill Volume 3.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
like 20 years ago. I mean, that was like 10 years ago those came out.
Yeah, that was an old one. Another Scarface. And Mutant Ninja Turtles are back this year. I'm sure you'll be thrilled to know that they're coming back.
Oh, great.
So that was...
Yay.
X-Men 5 is coming out this year as well. It just goes on and on and on. There's just and then one of the worst movies rated this past year on all the lists I saw for one of the most we talked about it, one of the most terrible, awful Christmas movies that had ever been made. It was on the top of many lists as the worst Christmas movie ever made was Bad Santa.
Oh,
they're doing they're doing Bad Santa 2 this year.
Oh, really? Who cares?
Now, one I'm excited about is going to surprise you probably, but I loved Roger Rabbit when it first came out. Now, how long ago is that? 20 years maybe? Roger Rabbit
came
out?
That was a good movie.
Well, Roger Rabbit 2 is coming out this year, so and Avatar
all right.
2 as well. So those are all
boy.
Coming out. A lot of remakes.
You know what this just means is there's a lot of stuff I have to go see for the first time before I can go see the second one.
That's true. Hey, on to a little bit of fun horse news I have for you is
hey,
that...
real quick, I just decided to what I was going to name my son. I just came up with it right now. I'm going to call him Thor.
Gotta love
brilliant.
That.
That's awesome. I'm going to tell Chad right now. I'll be right back. I'm going to go wake him up.
Funny. Well, do you remember, we had them on a couple times, the lovely people from down here in Florida in Gainesville with the Gentle Carousel miniature therapy horses.
Love.
That, remember all the little pictures of all the little miniature horses doing therapy? And we had them on. They were just delightful, fun people. Well,
I cried
they were,
in the interview.
Yes, exactly. Well, you would have cried if you had gone with them. Three of their horses, the best ones, were invited to come up to Newtown, Connecticut, and they were taken in to meet more than 2 dozen of the children and adults that were affected by the school shooting up there at Sandy Hook. So they actually were doing their therapy thing with some of the children up there, and apparently they were huge hits, and they had them all dressed up, and it went apparently very well from what I've read. So congratulations to them, and you know, thank you for all the good work they do with their minis. They have a couple. They've been posting pictures of they have a couple babies that have just been born, and they have pictures of them on their lap in the couch in the house, and one side was a picture of the foal. And the or on one side of this human sitting on the couch, and the other side was the dog, and the dog was bigger than the foal. So I just want to congratulate them and what good work they still are doing. And now they're not just doing it in Florida; they're traveling as well.
Wow, I just absolutely love what they do. I wish that they could spread that all over the country, because I feel Florida is so lucky to have the Gentle Barn Carousel. If you guys need to donate some money, give it to them. My gosh, they are the coolest place. They just go to their Facebook page. Just Facebook Gentle Barn Carousel. I started showing Chad the photos. I'm like, this will just make your day. And I start showing him just the pictures that they've posted through the past. I, within the four pictures, was sobbing. And he's like, almost crying, because they're so emotionally touched. They're just beautiful, and they're touching, and they really affect a lot of people, and good for them. I know that they were trying to get the money together to go up there, and I'm glad they were able to come up with it. That's awesome news. Awesome news. Great people.
Yeah, they made their trip, so that was great. Hey, the Eclipse Awards are coming up here on, and it was announced yesterday that you're going to be able to watch them on HRTV. They're live on January 19th from 8 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and they'll be live. They'll be hosted again by Janine Edwards of ESPN will be hosting. This is her second year of doing that, so you can look forward to that coming up. We'll be talking more about that as we get a little closer.
Well, that's great. It's going to be an awesome year. We'll have to make some predictions as they get closer. I do want to point out that you know, we all saw the movie Seabiscuit, right? Remember seeing Seabiscuit?
Yeah. One of my favorites.
Obviously, awesome, awesome movie. And it was in the movie, you met a jockey, and obviously Red Pollard, but then his kind of, what was his name in the movie? George Wolfe. Thank you.
Yes.
George Wolfe. So George Wolfe was played by Gary Stevens. Gary Stevens is an actual retired jockey who's actually made a pretty good career in the movies. He's an analyst for HRTV. He's always on TV when any horse race is on. They're always interviewing him, or he's part of the team that's talking about breaking down
the
races.
He's the sort of bald guy in the group.
Yeah, he's a bald, short guy.
Yeah.
Well, he is 49 years old. He's going to be 50 on March 6th. And on Sunday, this Sunday, January 6th at Santa Anita, he is going to get on a horse. He is coming out of retirement. He is back. Why? I don't know.
I was just going to ask that.
I don't know. Gary Stevens is back. He is going to be on a horse named Jabrika, a 5-year-old Washington bred gelding, in race 6 on January 6th. It's a $50,000 claiming event for 4-year-olds and up. It's a turf race. They're breaking from post 3. He is back. This is so exciting. Can you imagine? I feel like driving the 6 hours to Santa Anita to go see this race. This is so cool. He says he feels great. He used to suffer from chronic knee pain, which is why he retired in 2005. But he's feeling good. He says he's going to the gym every day, and what he's doing at the gym and on horses gives him a good indication that he's going to be good for quite a while. He got up to 146 pounds, but now he's all the way down to 119 without even trying, he says. So, well, these guys can lose weight at the drop of a hat. He is down to 118.
You know, I was going to ask you about that, because as we get older, I'm 52, you know, it's harder to keep the weight off like they have to do. Why is he doing this? It's not like he didn't make $1 zillion doing announcing for NBC and everywhere.
I know. I don't know why he's doing it, but he says you won't see him on any pish-posh, any maiden $25,000 claimers. I'm going to be very selective on what I'll be riding. And if that means not riding at all or upsetting people, then so be it. So he's not going to ride any of those cheap $25,000 claiming horses. No, he's only going to ride really big, fancy races.
If you think about it, at the age of 50, you only have so many races you can do a year. You're somewhat more limited than the 20-year-old. So I imagine you would have to be a little more selective. And like, he's going to have any trouble getting, you know, owners to put him on top.
I mean, seriously, he has his pick. I mean, he's won the Derby 3 times. He's won the Preakness 2 times. And he's won the Belmont. He has 8 Breeders' Cup wins. The guy has won everything there is to win. He is the man. So I don't know why he's coming back, but I'm excited for him. I hope everything goes very, very well. And that's right, Gary Stevens back in the saddle. George Wolfe.
Now, what is this?
In the
tack is that this weekend? Is that this weekend or is it coming up?
Yeah.
All right, remind me, and I'll pull the race audio for that for Monday's show. So just remind me.
Oh, good.
All right, good. All right, well, let's take a break for our sponsor, Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're coming back with a very fascinating guy that I'm excited to talk to out of Las Vegas. We got him up early this morning, so we'll be right back. Choose Kentucky Performance Products supplements because the horse that matters to you matters to KPP. This week, I want to speak with you about Elevate Maintenance Powder. This time of year, horses are consuming very little grass and may not be able to get enough natural vitamin E. Horses in rigorous training, seniors, broodmares, and stallions often require additional levels of vitamin E to meet their needs. When you need to supplement with natural vitamin E, choose Elevate Maintenance Powder. Affordable, effective, and research-proven, Elevate Maintenance Powder's vitamin E is nature's most powerful antioxidant, protecting your horse on the cellular level. Elevate Maintenance Powder supports the strong immune system and healthy muscle function necessary for top performance. It's affordable, it's easy to feed, and you can learn more about this and all their other products at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com. Well, coming up right now, we have a gentleman by the name of Charles Kane, who is out of Las Vegas. He's the barn manager at the South Point Casino in Vegas, spent 28 years on the police force, grew up with horses, and now helps take care of some of the 1,600 horses that come in for a bunch of the shows out there, including the National Finals Rodeo. Good morning, Charles, and thank you for getting up so early.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Terrific. I imagine probably when you're taking care of that many horses, you're up early anyway, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I usually get up every morning real early to take care of business and see what's going on for the day.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about your history. You were born and grew up in Los Angeles, right?
I was actually born in Arkansas, and when I was 13, my family moved to Los Angeles. Actually, I watched California in L.A.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, and then you played football, and I know, while you were in L.A., right?
Yes, I played at David Starr Jordan High School. I played offensive lineman and defensive tackle while I was in high school.
Now, were you involved in horses at all when you were out in L.A., or did that come later?
Yes, when I was in L.A., there was a place in Compton, actually, called The Hill. And a lot of us, we would leave the neighborhood to go down there to get away from the gang violence and stuff like that, and hang out with some of the old cowboys like Lee Haney and Cliff Salters.
So you learned to ride during those that time?
Yes. Oh, I learned to actually take care of horses and how to train then. When I was in Arkansas, the young kid, I rode, but it was just getting on a horse riding. When I actually moved to L.A. and I met Cliff and some other guys like Ike Adams, was when I actually learned how to train and control a horse, because there's a difference between riding a horse and controlling a horse. Yeah.
Well, then you ended up, at what point did you end up going to Vegas?
In 79, I ended up getting a football scholarship to UNLV, and that's what brought me to Las Vegas. And I played 4 years of football at UNLV with Coach Tony Knapp.
Okay, and then did you... Did you stay in Vegas then? When you became a policeman, were you in Vegas, or did you end up back in L.A.?
No, after I finished my collegiate time, I stayed in Los Angeles. One of the big sponsors, Rex Bell, at that time was deputy DA here in Vegas, and he kind of guided me to law enforcement work. Also, at the time when I was at UNLV, when I met Rex Bell, Rex Bell's dad was the movie star, Rex Bell, who did a lot of the 1940s and 50s Western movies. His mother was Annabelle. So I kind of learned more people that was involved in horses out here, like the Gons, Benny Binion, and I met a lot of the local Las Vegas horse people through Rex Bell.
Yeah, and there aren't a ton of them. I mean, local Las Vegas horse people. There aren't a ton of people who have horses out there.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of horses. There's probably over 50, 60,000 horses in the valley.
Really?
There's not a lot of there's not a lot of national events here in Las Vegas. Like I said, we have the NFR that comes yearly. The Gons put on two big national cutting shows. Then there's a couple of small jackpot ropings. So it's not really per se like a rural horse community, but there are a lot of people here that ride horses.
Wow, I didn't realize that. Well, now, you retired as a Metro Police detective after 20 years, and by the way, thank you for serving and for doing that. Now, during that whole time, were you involved with horses during that period of time, too?
Yeah, also while I was still an active police officer, the Gons were putting on national cutting shows, and at that time I did her shows for almost 2 decades, close to 20 years. I did her cutting shows at the Rocking K, which is their ranch they have out here in Vegas. When they opened up the South Point Casino, they had the equestrian center, so a lot of her shows that was at her ranch, we moved them from her ranch to the South Point Casino. And that's when when I retired, I got hired as the barn manager.
So which is harder, playing football, being a cop, or riding horses?
Ooh, I would probably want to say law enforcement, because there's so many other variables you can't control.
Well, you know, I'm thinking in all three of them, something's trying to hurt you. You got football, you're getting hurt. You're out there in the streets, you're getting hurt, or the horses are trying to. Either way, you have had three of the most dangerous jobs there are.
That's so true. But luckily, my faith in God and he's kept me in the blessings and out of harm's way so far, and hopefully he'll continue to keep me the rest of my life.
Well, tell us a little bit.
I'm not really a risk taker by being in those types of jobs. Just kind of happen, you know.
Well, tell me a little bit about this unbelievable barn that you run out there at the South Point Casino, because a lot of people in the country won't realize how huge this place is. And just tell us about it, because it'll be fascinating to a lot of the horse owners.
So we have 1,200 indoor climate control stalls. The barn is actually divided into two sections, a barn A and a barn B. They also have the indoor arena. So once you enter the barn structure, you never have to go outside. So no matter what the weather is outside, whether it's raining or 115 degree weather, everything is inside the arena in a climate control environment, which makes it easy for the horses, easy for the contestants. And the casino is connected to the arena, so they have the access of going to the casino, the hotel rooms, or any of the other venues that the South Point offers.
Now, they don't put have any slots in the shed rows, do they? Just checking.
No, there's no in the actual bar. There's no slot machine. But up in the that would be pretty interesting. But up in the concession area by the bar, I assume. Yeah.
Probably the only place in Vegas that doesn't have a slot stuffed in the corner.
I never looked at it that way, but that would be interesting.
Jamie, can you imagine, though, have you ever seen a barn with 1,200 indoor climate-controlled stalls?
That's no. No, and I live in Phoenix, and I've heard of this place, and, oh, my gosh, the people that have seen it just think it's the most amazing place they've ever seen. And only in Las Vegas would you find a facility that has 1,200 climate-controlled stalls. Only in Vegas.
Well, now, what's it take, to run the place when you've got 1,600 horses coming in for the NFR, and you've got all those personalities that you're dealing with, and the people involved. We all know that the horse people have personalities. It's got to be an unbelievable task.
Actually, it is a trying task. But believe it or not, my 28 years of being a police officer has actually groomed me for that position because as an officer, I've probably interviewed over 10,000 people, and I've dealt with people of different races, different emotional levels. So I've kind of learned how to, even if someone's a little excited, to de-escalate their excitement or their anxiety and get to where you can talk to them and relate to them without having any issues. So it's, like I said, my year of police officer work actually groomed me to be in the position that I am now, because actually it's mostly customer service and just, you know, letting the customer have a good time, and everything else kind of falls into place.
And do you have to deal with all the logistics involved there too, all the hay coming in and the bedding and coordinating all of that as well?
Yes, I also, when they come in, what normally happens when the trailer runs in, I'll have a stall assignment. I'll explain to them or show them where their stall is located. If they need any extra supplies, which would be shavings, bedding, or alfalfa, I'll make up a delivery ticket, and we'll get those items to those people then. A lot of times we'll pre-bed a stall, depending on the show. Like some people we know over the years that they're like 4 bags of shavings or 6 bags of shavings. So we kind of do like a collective average, and we'll pre-bed the stalls already with those shavings. So that kind of cuts down on some of the hustle and bustle once everybody gets in.
And now you're still showing yourself, right? Aren't you?
Pardon?
Are you still showing yourself? You still doing?
Yes, I'm in team roping. I'm getting pretty serious about team roping, so that's what I'm going to do, a lot more team ropings this year coming up in 2013.
Now, I wanted to ask you, too. I love the fact that the Las Vegas Sun called you the concierge of the actual part there. I love the fact. What do you think, what do you think your biggest challenge is of being the barn manager at South Point?
Actually, it's just making sure that everybody has a good time when they check in, that everything is coordinated. So when they check in, they can also have a bell captain there to get their luggage taken up to their room. And pretty much that's the main thing. As long as we keep most of the people happy, then there really is no big problems. You might have small little incidents that come up, like a missed delivery or some other tangible things like that. But normally if we take care of the big fire by getting people, once they come in their trailer, getting them located, getting their luggage taken care of, that right there takes a big load off a lot of the people's minds, so that way they can enjoy the show itself, especially when some of these horses are, you know, 30, 40, up to $100,000 horses. A lot of times the people want to make sure that their horses are bedded down and taken real good care of. So that way they can rest and enjoy the show and enjoy the hotel itself.
And I love the article here, too. It says that during things like the NFR, your wife doesn't see you much because you basically camp out in the office there at the barn.
Yeah, that helps out because, pretty much alleviate anything that pops up. Because a lot of times, you know, if you're at home and someone calls and you try to redirect over the phone, and sometimes it just doesn't get taken care of the way it should be. And it works out good doing that. And my wife, she comes down and helps out, too, with the when I'm there at the barn. And also she helps do my youth program. It's called Garden of Dreams, where we help kids get their GEDs or help finish school. If they play sports, we help put together little DVDs so they could get into college. And she also coaches girls softball. And she's been one of the few coaches that win the Junior Olympic title for the state of Nevada back-to-back, and she's a phenomenal person. Yeah, I wouldn't be the person I am without her.
Aw.
Yeah. And the charity is called what again? I did read that in the article that you donate a lot of your own money and that you're really helping the communities that you served as a policeman for so long.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
What's it called again? What's the charity called?
It's called Garden of Dreams.
Okay. Well, congratulations for doing that on top of everything else, trying to keep track of this huge facility. And then doing that, that's really neat. And for everything that you've done for the people of Las Vegas, congratulations there, too.
Thank you, sir, very much. It works out great. Like I said, a lot of the kids in my youth program have the opportunity to go to the casino when we have the horse events and see the rural lifestyle and the horses are actually therapeutic. Like, you know, Gene Autry said the outside of a horse is good for the inside of a person. So, and I'm finding that to be true.
Well, now you have an excuse every day to wear your cowboy hat and boots.
Yes, sir.
No more bulletproof vests for you. You've got your cowboy hat and your belt buckle. You're good to go.
Yes, it's a difference. You know, I just feel so blessed that to make it through and have the people around me and just enjoying life, you know, just enjoying life.
Well, wow. Next time that Jamie and I come out to Vegas, we're going to look you up, and we want a tour of that barn.
Yes, sir, we'll do. Anytime. Just give me a holler, and we'll take care of you.
All right. Thank you, Charles, and you have a great day, and thanks for getting up so early. Happy New Year.
You too, sir. You guys take care and have a blessed day. Have a blessed
thanks,
year.
Thanks, Charles.
Thank you. All righty. Bye-bye.
Can you imagine a barn, an indoor heated air-conditioned barn with 1,200 stalls? I mean, I can't even imagine.
I've had some friends that have competed there, and they're like, you don't get it until you see it. You just don't understand. And you know, Las Vegas is just known for excess, and this is Las Vegas excess at its finest, really is.
Well, that's terrific. I can't wait to see it when we go out there the next time. We'll definitely look it up. Well, this the song today is sponsored by Dr. Rose's. Dr. Rose's Remedies Skin Treatment Salve and Spray are all natural products which are anti-inflammatory, antiviral, antifungal, antiseptic, and anti-scarring. They work to promote the healing of skin rashes, relieve inflammation and irritation, promote the healing of wounds, and moisturize the skin of horses. Dr. Rose's Remedies can be used in a wide variety of animals, including dogs, cats, and horses. And we've been known to sneak it and use it on ourselves, too. It has been effective in the treating anything from rain rot, scratches, and abrasions. You know, we keep it all around all the time for Beaker and for our dog Glory, and it's perfect for the small cuts and scrapes. We learned it's perfect also for ant bites. Because we have those nasty fire ants that tend to do a number on the horses sometimes. You know, if you want to learn about all the products that they have and read some reviews of the people who have used them, go to drrosesremedies.com. I know that a couple of our listeners have posted on our Facebook page that they've gotten their Dr. Roses now, so we appreciate you supporting our sponsors. That's drrosesremedies.com. And tell them that Glenn and Jamie sent you. Well, we had a show we did over the holidays with a performer by the name of Raquel Renner from down here in Florida. And we have one of her songs, one of my favorites of her songs, that we're going to play for you today. We're going to add her songs into the lineup called I Wanna Know You. And this is from Raquel Renner. You can find her music at RaquelRenner.com. And we'll be back.
With you, I wanna talk with you. I wanna see the world through your eyes. I wanna stay with you. I wanna play with you. Hear the rain fall down from your sky. Don't be afraid. You think they mean? I wanna feel what makes your heart beat. If you take a stand that I don't understand, it's okay if it's confusing to me. Uncomplicated. I
talk with you. I want to talk with you. I want to see the world through your eyes.
Jamie and I have been raving about the Equity Flex and Fork and Shake and Fork for months now, and some of you might be saying they are just saying all those nice things because they are getting paid to. Well then, let's hear from some other people about what they think. Here is Flex and Fork user Eric Bates, Pasadena owner from Kentucky, on their sturdiness.
I've been using the Flex and Fork for almost a year now. I looked it up on the internet as being a quality-made fork, and that's what I was looking for. I had already replaced two or three, you know, the manure forks that you would get at a farm supply store, and I wanted something of good quality that would last, and this has just been more than I could ever ask for.
With the Shake and Fork, you save time and money by just using this motorized fork every day. Here is Leslie from Horse Nation on how much bedding she is saving using the Shake and Fork.
It really does. It helps you sift through, you know, so you're not throwing out as much. I think Equity says that the forks probably save you $1 a stall per day in between bedding saves and labor, you know, time you're saving, and I believe them for sure.
Okay, you have heard them. It's not just Jamie and I saying this. What are you waiting for? Go to equitymfg.com and get yours today. Equitymfg.com. You will thank us every single day.
Well, Jamie, you are listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen. We are brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Before we get on to, I have something to tell you about. I did yesterday afternoon. I was looking at the numbers for the year for all the shows on the Horse Radio Network. And I wanted to thank you because the Horses in the Morning show has officially gone to become the number one show on the Horse Radio Network.
Woo-hoo!
So I wanted to tell you that. We have,
I can't believe it took that long. I mean, seriously. What's wrong with you people?
Well, last year we were still on the bubble, but this year it definitely has. Matter of fact, it is double any of the other shows. So it has grown that much over the past year. We have over 30,000 people that listen to our show every month.
Take that, Alan, at the Western Radio Show.
So thank you for that. Thank you to Jennifer, too, for putting together all of these guests. She does find some of the most interesting people that, you know, that you really have to dig to find. So we really appreciate all of her efforts, too. And thanks to all our listeners for making Horses in the Morning the number one show on the Horse Radio Network. We really appreciate that. And I think we can honestly say the number one morning show, the number one equine-related morning show in the world.
Because, oh, my God, totally. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we're... I don't know that there are any others, so we've pretty much won that one by default.
Yeah. I think it's time, Glenn.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware.
Horse trading.
They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare.
Horse trading.
Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, it is time for really bad ads. That first one of 2013. And our prize today is a gift pack from Fly Armor. That's the really cool stuff that you attach to the halters or to the tails or to the manes, and it keeps the flies away. It really does work. Jennifer uses it on Beaker. And, you know, we have had to use the fly stuff here in Florida until about a week ago, Jennifer. We've been just constantly using this because the flies have actually been worse in the last couple of weeks than they were over the summer. It's weird.
Nice.
It's weird to live in the southern tropics.
Well, here too in Arizona, I think we got rid of the flies about a month ago. But I want to comment on the first ad that you are going to read, because you just pointed out this is the first ad of 2013.
Yes.
And this is a bit of a disturbing ad. And I'm not sure if this is a way you want to kick off the year.
Sure it is. Yes, this would be the way I would kick off the year, because it's one of the best of 2012. When I was looking around, yesterday for some of the best ads, and it doesn't have to be horse-related, but the Craigslist, just some good, funny Craigslist stuff. And then I came across this one. And I have a question for you. You know, what would you do for $25 per hour? You know, what have you done in the past? You're not signing up for this one? Oh, come on, Jamie. Be brave.
$25 an hour. Good God.
Here we go. Two waiters and two waitresses needed for a private adult party. This ad was posted out of Maryland in June of last year. So it is that time again for my wife and I to have our annual July 4th party. We are looking for one waiter and three waitresses for the party. Well, it sounds pretty good so far, right? You know, you'd probably work a party like that for $25 an hour. But this is the next sentence. But please read the rest of the story as Paul Harvey would have said. So that's when you know the story's going to change. This is a swingers party, and we do them six times a year. The waiters and waitresses must work in the nude, basically. You will be wearing an apron and flip-flops.
Wow.
This, again, is a swingers party, and the guests are all bisexual. And I love how he wanted to clarify that. So you must be comfortable with this type of lifestyle. You are not expected to interact with the guests, but you are here for eye candy, so you will need to be comfortable with the situation and very outgoing in your personality so you can get them drinks and food and wait on them. Needless to say, the guests will also be naked. If this sounds to you, hit me back with a photo and tell me something about you. There you go. You wouldn't do that. $25 an hour.
My God. There is no amount of money that would make me walk around in an apron with my butt hanging out. Oh, my God, with a bunch of creepy naked people running around. Ah! Ew, gross. You know what struck me is that, they do this six times a year.
Yeah,
six
apparently.
Times a year. You think they would have, like, a list of waiters that they would call.
They never come back.
Yeah, they never come back. So, obviously, don't go. Red flag, red flag, red flag.
You know what else struck me about this ad that I picked up on, too, is he needed one waiter and three waitresses. Obviously, waitresses are more popular than waiters.
Depends on who you ask. Now, Gina. Gross. Gross.
Oh, by the way, no phone calls. You have to email about that. And if anybody's interested, I'm sure he's doing another party this year. Just let me know. I'll give you his address.
All you have to do is travel to Denver and go to the party. Wow. Maybe I'll make that my spring break trip.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Judy Shepherd, let's get you back to normal. And Judy Shepherd sent this one in. And ironically, the title of her ad is Tall, Sexy, and Cheap.
$25 an hour.
This one's only $3. Tall, sexy, and cheap. $3. And the ad starts out, and well-fed. Roosters! All colors except white and totally black. All are good at tearing up your yard, fighting, chasing hens, and crowing. Casually, first come, first serve, no delivery, include your phone number. Photos are available. Well, you know what? You know what people do with their roosters out here? They drop them off at other people's houses, okay? Nobody wants a rooster, so you dump them down the street or somewhere far away so you can't hear them. Roosters are the worst, so $3 is quite the deal. Or you give them to Jose and he takes them home with him and never asks any questions ever.
Rooster Sue. Yeah, I love that she's really selling this. All are good at tearing up your yard, fighting, chasing hens and crowing. That just makes me want to buy 10. It really does.
And yeah. And first come, first serve, because there's going to be a line. There's going to be a line.
Now, what do most people do, Jamie, when you have a barn anywhere and you what is a necessity in the barn if you don't want to have little, you know, furry creatures running around eating all your food and breaking into the grain bags and all of that? What do you have to have in a barn?
Cats.
Yeah, that's the only way, right? You can set traps. They have done scientific studies at thehorse.com on rodent control, and the only thing they have found that truly works is cats. Well, this ad changes all of that because now there's something else coming into the picture that's going to help you out with your rodent problem. And this is from, we only have an email address. I love this. It's from Kroll, 0007. Not 007, but 0007. Here we go. Boar, pot-bellied pig, not for sale or for food, treated with anti-parasite medication. Will sicken or kill humans if eaten. I'm glad that was clarified. Used on our farm to chase raccoons, rodents, snakes. He eats them. Sleeps and eats in your barn with the horses. Ugly as sin, but we have no stray critters on our property. Very gentle with people. Loves his back scratched. Call Howard. So there you go. You get a pot-bellied pig as rodent control. Who knew?
I know. Wow, what a deal. You could really enjoy having a pot-bellied pig around. That's awful.
Did you know, first of all, did you even know, maybe Jennifer checked in on this, I didn't know that pot-bellied pigs ate, like, raccoons and rodents and snakes and stuff.
I don't think they eat them. I think they chase them, but I don't know. Who knows? This person's trying to sell a pig, so good luck.
An ugly one.
Honest. All right, well, Doreen Rose sent in the next one. Doreen Rose, and the title is Broke 2-Year-Old Bay Stud Colt Trade, $350. I have a 2-Year-Old Bay Stud Colt for sale. He's broke to ride. He saddles and bridles, fine rides in a wounder bit and just halter. Rides bare back, does great around Uther horses, has been around cattle and tookin on barrels. He was wormed 12-12. He needs Coggins's done thou. He was trimed in October and hooves are in great shape. He's great around mares. He's supposedly red dressed, but I don't really know, so in my book he's not registered. He's easy to catch and load in trailer stands tied, loves baits, and does like to be with a Newther horse in the field, but does great at riding alone. He'd make a great all-around horse. I'm asking $350, no less, because he's a great horse. No payments or checks, cash only. If you'd like to come and test him, you can call or text anytime. Oh, by the way, P.S. This is me. And he's still a stud because every time he goes to vet, he's not fully droped. Thank you.
It's not droped.
So he's a crypt orchid. Let's just be honest here. But you are an idiot and your vet is an idiot because he hasn't dropped yet. He hasn't droped it
yet. Yeah. He's 2 years
old.
Yeah.
What a deal.
Wow, there's so much wrong with this ad.
Oh,
the sentence I really didn't get is he's supposedly registered, but I don't really so know my book. He's not registered. Is he or isn't he?
He's a catch. He's a catch.
Why don't you take Beth, too?
Okay, Beth sent this one in. Excuse me. Broke horse, hay, etc. tack, alpacas. $1. What a deal. I have a very well broke 16T hands horse, no bad habits, stands great for farrier, all back, up to date, has papers, $600. When horse sells, I will have 90 bells of hay, never wet, barn stored, 2 saddles, 115, 116, nice thick saddle pads. Hey, $6 per bell. Saddle with pad, $175. Tack, lead, leads, bridles, halters, $50. Also have two alpacas, one white, one brown. Has papers, $200 for both. We'll make package deal for all horse items and horse, $1,500.
You
wow.
know, like hay isn't heavy enough, you know, when you pick up the bales. But when you put your hay in a bell, it's got to be insanely heavy.
There's 90 bells. They have 90 bells of hay. Unbelievable. Thanks,
that's
Beth.
A lot of hay. Yeah. Brenda sent this one in. Breeding goats and sheep. Now, there's a trend in this. See if you can figure out what it is in this ad. Breeding goats and sheep, not for sale, $50. Liberty Farms. The next few months are when you need to breed your goat or sheep for the new babies coming in the spring. I have a wonderful La Mancha and Nubian buck and great Suffolk ram for breeding. Not for sale. The ram produce big babies that will grow well. The bucks are gentle and will pass that trait on to your young goats. These are not for sale. What do you think? Do you get the trend? Do you understand, Jamie?
That's $50. I'll take him.
That's it. Is he renting them out?
Glenn. Not for sale. And speaking of Glenn Forrester sent in the next one. Mayor, you know it's bad when they don't even spell horse right. You're selling a horse, but you don't even spell the word horse. Mayor Quarter Hour Z Big Baby, $400. This is great. She's 13 years old, she big baby. Loves to be loved on. Anyone can ride her. She just got over being sick, so she needs a little weight put back on her. Right, sure. She has a little probably picking up her feet, and she didn't mind getting shoes. She still has them on. Need Coggins done. She stayed live just fine. She's been used for cattle and roping. You can rope up her. She jumps A first, then she's fine. I moved and can't take care of her anymore. This horse is my world. So in letting her go to a good home, call, text for more information. No traders or slaughterhouses. Okay. Wow.
She's a big baby.
She big baby. She is your world, and then you just move to somewhere where you can. They have boarding facilities. If this is truly your world, and by the way, if your world, she just got, that is the worst excuse ever. She's really skinny because she used to be sick. Come on now. This guy should be shot.
You found the next one, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought this was the epic horse trailer of the world. This is the bare bones. This is it. Two wagon running gears, $200. This thing is $200. You couldn't pay somebody to take it off your property.
Not even running, for scrap.
No. Running gear, old tires, hold air, but will need replaced. Old irrigation pipe wagon. Could be converted into horse-drawn cart. $100. So it went from $200 to $100. Let me just lay this out. This is four tires with a metal rod going from the front two tires to the back two tires. And that's it. And the tires don't even work. So basically you're spending $200 for a metal pole. Am I right here?
That's it. Yeah, you're right. A rusty metal pole. Don't forget that.
It's rusty, too. How yeah. You could convert it into a horse-drawn cart, yes, if you build a horse-drawn cart.
Exactly.
We have to
I
post
love...
that one. Got to post that one, Jen, with the picture with the ad. Could be converted into a horse-drawn cart. Just you have to, you know, have a horse-drawn cart.
Well, Rachel Rosenthal sent this one in, and she is from Vegas. She actually works at one of the shows out there, and she has horses. She's one of those, I guess, 40,000 horse owners that he talked about. And I love this ad. And you have to you know how I always end up getting the ones that are like personal ads? Well, listen to this one. Horses need a new home, $1, Las Vegas. We are two big, handsome geldings, and yes, we're partners. And yes, we live together. We are looking to buy or rent We are looking to buy or rent a new home in Las Vegas, and not too far from town. I am retired, been there, done that, rodeo star, and my special friend is a handsome, young, super sweet colt just broken this year. Goes for the young stuff. We need about an acre of land, give or take, and shelter from the cold and heat. Oh, and we have a couple of pet humans we'd like to have around, so we'll need a house to go along with the stalls. Don't you love that ad? Isn't that great?
That's the cutest ad ever. Aw, that's sad. That person
that.
Has to give them up. That is great.
We're
that
two
is
big,
great.
Handsome adults, and yes, we're partners, and yes, we live together.
My special friend.
You
just put that into human terms. You've got this old guy with some young, hot little dude by his side. Okay, moving on. Glenn said, find an ad right before the show. He goes, we need to fill some more space, so find an ad. And so I go to the Phoenix Craigslist, and I plug in horse. And within 30 seconds, I find an ad. And here it is. Two horses, $600 from, now I live in Phoenix, and this is in Phoenix, and I've never heard of, this is the location, Heber Over Gaardeladela.
You've never been there? What's wrong
never
with you,
never been Sammy? There. You never
get
heard
out
of
more.
Yeah. All right. Like to sell two horses, comma, they is need to stay to the number two together, .. Mother and colt one, the number one is four, the number four, old other is two. Won't sell them sepiate. We are moving don twant to take them. Also posable trade for info call. Also have two trailer horse, sell only with horse, trailer is good condition, won't sell payate.
The trailer comes with horse?
They got two horse, but you can't take the trailer unless you take the two horse. What happens if somebody buys the two horse first? What happens to the trailer? You won't sell it because it didn't go with a horse?
That's right, didn't go with the horse. And, yeah, there was a lot of things that could go wrong in that ad.
Oh, my God.
Jennifer found this one. My guess is you could get the price down from $600 to about $10 if you really worked at it. Jennifer found this one. Wanted horse pony ready to show at least training level dressage. And at least is one word. Looking for a large pony or horse that is going at least training level dressage and the potential to advance. No Arabians or gated horses, please. Dig it. No cribbers. Must be sound. No buckers or rearers. Small budget, but money in hand to buy the right horse or pony. Email a full description, including breed, height, age, training, location, etc., with price and contact number. If you do not include your asking price and other details, I will not reply. Link to pictures and videos will get you a faster response. Oh, I wish we'd find these ads and be timely about it, because wouldn't you like to just send about 100 emails with pictures of Arabians to this person?
Arabians and, like, the spotted saddle horses. Those
yes.
would be very popular.
Just flood their email box with Arabians and gated horses and Tennessee walkers. And yeah,
I would like this in this one. It would be a three-legged Arabian with a cribbing strap rearing up. There you go.
Perfect for a person with not a lot of money.
Awesome.
That's funny.
Samantha Saunders said in this one, blue roll.
With this one, good luck.
What? Oh, geez. I can't read this thing. There's no punctuation, and not one word is spelled correctly. So those of you listening, please understand that I am not mentally challenged, and I am trying to read a mentally challenged ad. I don't know. This is going to be hard. And it's this is all caps. Blue Roan Paint Yearling Gelding Make Offer Possible Trade. $1,000. Samantha Saunders, I hate you. If UV looked at this posting before with my gelding, he still sale. Obviously, my circumstances for selling have changed in a big way. Not only does my little sister not have time to work because of her honors class competitive cheer, she's a part of student body for school, but found out 2 weeks ago that I am pregnant. Not only am I pregnant, I'm already 23 weeks and I had no clue.
How do people do that? You hear about these people having babies and not knowing they're pregnant after 9 months, and it's like, what?
Honey, you are over halfway done cooking a baby and you don't know that you're pregnant? Wow. This one wins.
She's further along than you, right?
Yes. Don't you realize you haven't had a period in about 4 months? 5 months? Sweet Jesus. Okay. Okay. So, to recap what's going on here, she's selling her horse because her little sister doesn't have time to ride him because she's in honor classes and competitive cheer. But now she found out that she's 23 weeks pregnant. So she's got work to do getting that nursery ready and probably going to see a doctor. Okay, I'm already 23 weeks and I had no clue. So now I need to sell him more than ever because I have absolute no time now or money to keep up with two horses and baby. There's nothing wrong with this gelding. I not scamming or what? Ever else, if you have questions or want to come see him, text or call. The price is set at $1,000, but I'm willing to work with discuss and everything on price, may be even payments or trade for cattle, as in bull, heifer, cow, no steers. Just talk to me and see what we will want. So be because this yearling isn't registered doesn't mean he not quality. He has awesome conformation. He's stocky and beautiful makings and color. He's a true blue roan.
Now, the thing that's really, there's two fathers here, and you don't want to know why? Because her sister is in honors classes.
Okay. That's a really good point. That is a very good point. If your sister is in honors classes, she needs to tutor you in the
or write the ads.
Or write your ads. And I would prefer that somebody else raise that baby. I mean, really. Let's have a moment of silence for the 23-week-old child that is going to be born into this world with a mother like this. Okay, thank you very much.
This has to be, actually, when we think about all the ads we've done, when you take a look, I mean, nothing, virtually nothing is spelled right. There's no punctuation. And just what she says, this has to be one of the saddest, worst ads we've seen. It's also very sad when you think about it.
Oh, it's awful. But you know what? We have to make something fun of it because, you know, that's what we do. If I felt bad for every ad that we put right on here, I would have 1,900 horses in the backyard and probably a few more children.
I don't know why, if she can't take care of two horses, is she willing to trade for cows or bulls?
I know. When she said that, I was like, whoop, what?
I really had to look. You almost have to look at this ad to even understand what you just said. Why don't we save the trailer for next week? Because we've had a good trailer one this week, so we'll save that last ad for I think there's no question, is there? I mean, it is one of the worst ads we've ever seen.
Yeah, Samantha Saunders, you are definitely the winner. I mean, without a doubt, you found a woman that was selling a horse because her sister's an honor student. She's 23 weeks old pregnant. She just found out right now. I mean, being 18 weeks, I cannot even imagine how you would not know at 23. I mean, you're huge at 23. Like, that's it. You're a toast. Samantha Saunders, you found it. Good job.
You know, and then at that point, the baby's probably weighs, 1 pound?
Yeah.
Like you were.
I don't understand why I keep gaining weight.
Well, thank you, everybody who sent in the ads. The winner there, Samantha, if you send Jennifer your name and address, we'll send out your prize packet. You can use those next summer as the spring comes in, Fly Armor gift pack, and we'll have another prize next week. Get your ads in to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. It's not hard to do. As Jamie said, it took her 2 minutes to go on Craigslist and find a really bad ad. Just go on Craigslist, type in horse, and you'll find really bad ads, guaranteed, every time.
Yeah.
Before we wrap it up.
As Glenn does, what he does is he goes on Craigslist and types in swingers party. And
it's pretty good, though. You got to admit. Hey, one of the things before we go, a couple of our listeners sent this to us, and you must be very proud. The Huffington Post did the 10 most memorable animals of 2012, and you must be very proud of one of those.
Yes, Rachel Alexander's baby actually made the list of the top 10 most memorable animals. I must tell you that as a Zenyatta girl myself, I'm a little disappointed that the Zenyatta's prince did not make the list. But I'll let Rachel Alexander have this moment. But, oh, my gosh, I posted it on our Facebook page, the link. So please go on and look because, oh, there's a baby panda. It's the cutest thing you've ever seen. Baby pandas, they make my mouth water. They're so cute. I don't know. The baby pandas are like ovulation time, okay? So go look at this picture of this little baby panda. You'll love it.
Yeah, but you know what? The one that's the most popular out of all of those is Boo, which is the little tiny dog that has the face. And this Boo the dog has 6.1 million Facebook fans.
I'm sorry, but that's the cutest dog on the planet.
Just the face is just unbelievable. 6 million Facebook fans. All you have to do is have a cute face and be a dog, and you're going to get Facebook fans.
And you know, the original grumpy cat that actually made it as well, with the cat that has like some sort of deformity, and it looks like it's frowning all the time. It's so cute.
Well, that was a great list. Thank you for sending that to us. Everybody who sent it, we appreciate that. Of course, you can follow us on Facebook at Horses in the Morning. You can listen to all of our past episodes of all of our shows, all 500 and some of them that we've done, at horsesinthemorning.com. You can hear all of the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at Horse Radio. Well, that's about it. We want to thank our sponsors, Kentucky Performance Products, also Equity, of course, the manure forks that we absolutely love, and Dr. Rose's Remedies. And thank you, Jamie. Have a terrific weekend. Do we have horsey things planned, or is that going to start to wind down now that you have a 9-ounce baby in your belly?
Well, my friend Stephanie, because I've been riding him constantly, Edward is doing his first ever horse trial. It is a schooling horse trial, but is a one day. Tomorrow morning he starts dressage at 10. So he's dressage, cross country, and show jumping all in one day. It's going to blow his mind.
Well, that's great. I can't wait to hear that. We'll hear about that on Monday morning.
Yeah, hopefully Stephanie still likes me on Monday morning. We'll see.
Hopefully Stephanie, snuck on wood, still in one piece on Monday morning. We'll find out about
exactly.
That too.
Exactly. That's my point.
One brave girl. All right, very good. Good luck with that, Jamie, and we'll talk to you Monday.
All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Spay, neuter, and geld.
9 a.m.
Glenn, stop Googling swingers party. Enough.
My job.